All right, welcome. This is Zach Childress with your Real Estate Investing Talk Show today, and I've got some exciting stuff for you to listen to and be part of. And the real topic of today is, what are you doing in your real estate business? And what angle are you taking that is moving you in the right direction of our real estate market that we know it is right now? And so this is something that I've been talking about for a long time, and that is that the real estate market is changing. It's been changing, and we need to move into the right market. And for those of you that are just coming on to our Real Estate Investing Talk Show, my name is Zach Childress. We're here every Wednesday at 12:30, and we want you to be part of that show. And we want you to just learn and apply what we teach you. And also, we want you to come out to one of our live events. If you have not been registered for our event, you should do that now. freedomfromflipping.com. Do that right now. Now, as I'm sharing this information, I want you to understand that the Today Show is about deals, deals, and more deals. The more deals we do, the more money we make. And that is what it is all about, because we can't help others until we help ourselves. And so I want to do these real estate talk shows on Wednesday at 12:30 to help you guys learn what's out there, what you can be doing, what flipping is all about, and you can be part of that. Now, remember, on Wednesdays, we do our Dig Deeper book club, and so you want to be on that show as well. We do all kinds of stuff for you guys. We have our Monday REI Success Tips. Look at all the love. That's awesome. We do REI Success Tips of the Week. We do Tuesday Real Estate Talk Show. We do Wednesday is our Dig Deeper book review or interview with an expert. And Thursday is our student success story. So be part of that as we grow, and you can be growing with us. So if you are listening to this and paying attention on our Facebook Live channel, make sure you put your questions in, and we will get to those as we move through the process. So I'm encouraged by your questions. I think the only way to grow is to be in a position in life to ask more questions, okay? So ask as many questions as you want. I am here for you. There again, we'll get back to all this as we go. So we're in deals, deals, and more deals. So let's talk about this. The case study of a real-life deal for you right here in my backyard that we did is our Pratt deal. $59,000 deal, the Pratt deal. Now just think for a moment. As you start your real estate investing journey and you start thinking about what it is that you need to do, well, the very first thing you need to think about is how much do you need to make as a real estate investor to leave your job? Unless you just absolutely love your job. Unless you just absolutely are inspired by your job and you love the camaraderie and the growth that's behind that, then you want to start thinking about how much extra income can you add to your life to live a better life, okay? So I share that with you because I want you to be part of that journey. And that journey is absolutely a path that will get you to success. But you need the right support. You need the right systems. You need the right training. You need the things that can lead you into a $59,000 flip that will make your life that much better. So with that said, just know this is what we're digging deeper into today. Hashtag dig deeper, okay? This is what we're digging deeper into today. We are digging into the process of how do we make enough on one deal to replace our income. And I'm telling you right now that one deal in real estate can replace your income. So listen to me, mic check, listen to me. That's what's important, okay? So if you look at a deal like this and you say, well, Zach, yeah, that deal sounds great, but how do I learn how to do that? Well, first thing you need to do is you need to come out to our event, freedomfromflipping.com, freedomfromflipping.com. And I encourage you to learn what we're talking about because the market has changed. And if you're not prepared to change with it, then let me tell you, you will get left behind. You will be left behind in the market cycle in which we are in, and I want you to not wake up in a year from now or 5 years from now and say to yourself, well, I wish I would have done something different. Because doing something different starts with the reaction that you take today. You guys have heard me talk about this. There's a 5 second rule. You've got to make a decision on what you're going to do within the first 5 seconds that you think about it. If you don't, you will talk yourself out of it. And that leads me to what our show tomorrow is all about, which is 9 things a leader must do. That is our show tomorrow on our Dig Deeper book review. Because let me tell you something. Going out and chasing the money is awesome. Everybody wants to make money. But until you start getting your life right, you will never get your money right. Hashtag that out. Getting your life right. Okay? Getting your life right is what will help you start getting your money right. And until we work on that, all the money in the world will do you no good. But real estate is absolutely a crucial key to building you to that next journey in your life. Real estate helped me go from living on a couch 16 years ago to living an extraordinary life with real estate from East Coast to West Coast with over 10 companies going and a staff that's unbelievable that supports me and all that I want to do. And it's just something that helps you understand that you have to start the journey. When? Jill, when do you have to start the journey?
Today.
That's right, the lovely Jill in the background. You have to start the journey today. If you don't start the journey today, then you will never get where you want to be. And that, my friends, is a crucial part of getting you where you want to be, okay? So let's just dig in a little bit before we have to take a quick break. The Pratt deal is $59,000 profit. How did that happen? Well, it's very simple. For those of you that are watching live on Facebook, for those of you that are listening in on the blog talk, this deal was a deal that was in a historical district. Now, people ask me all the time, Zach, where do you find your deals? Well, I find my deals through a component of different things, but in the new market we're in, I'm going to be teaching this at the new upcoming freedomfromflippingevent.com, freedomfromflipping.com, and that is how we're changing our marketing. This deal was actually locked up through direct mail, and I'm going to show you at the event a 3-step process to get the direct mail accepted and responded to if you follow it. But this was for those of you that are listening, you can't see this, but the house was a dingy old house on the outside, and we came in and we made the outside shine. We got an award. 5 points gave us an award on this property because of what we did to it. But on the outside, we did the new roof, we painted the house, we did the gutters, we painted the shutters, we did landscaping work, we built a porch off the back, we removed bushes in the back, and we put up a picket fence around the back because you have to know this area. Now, I say that to you because that's just the outside. I also want to dig into the inside with you in just a minute. But you have to get real clear that we executed this because we knew what we were doing, which is what we want to help you teach. But how did we get it? We used a 3-step direct mail process, okay? A 3-step direct mail. That 3-step direct mail allows you to not only acknowledge that a seller might need your help, but it engages that seller to start to communicate. Now, listen to me. Inside this 3-step direct mail process, which is the market we're in, by the way, try to get a deal off the MLS right now is like almost literally impossible because the inventory shortage is real. The buyers are coming out of the woodwork because why? Because everybody knows we're in a hot market again. Everybody wants to buy. Listen, in my market alone, you could buy fourplexes for $90,000 to $125,000. Now try to go buy one. You're talking 150, 160 right now. The market is literally on fire, guys. If I could blow fire out my mouth right now with one of those fancy apps, I would. But that means that we don't get frustrated and we give up. What does it mean? It means we educate ourselves. We learn what we're doing and how to do it. We learn what marketing is working and we apply that into our business, just like how this deal got acquired. Now, let me tell you something. If this deal would have went on the market, it would have been sold in a heartbeat, but were able to get directly to the seller before it got on the market. Now, I shared that with you for two things. Number one, there are private seller leads and there are public seller leads. Think about what I just said to you. Private seller leads are sellers that are not on the MLS, so we can contact them directly and we can make an approach to purchase from them with a conversation that leads into a negotiation that leads into a contract. Number two is public leads. Public leads are every lead that is on the MLS, and the only problem with those is that you and everyone else is going after the same leads. And so I tell you this because I want you to be prepared to learn. Now, let me say this also. If you have not ever been on a real estate talk show with me, this is Zach Childress, by the way. And welcome to the talk show. But also, if you have not registered for our upcoming event, you need to do that. That upcoming event is coming in Charlotte, and it will be May 12th through the 14th. And that is from freedomfromflipping.com. Go over there, check that out, get registered. We've already sold out of our gold tickets. We have three different entries. You can get in at general admission, which is fully refundable if you stay for all 3 days. Then we have VIP silvers and we have VIP golds. I told everyone last week on this exact same show that our VIP golds would sell out. And guess what? They are sold out. You go to our website, you'll see they sell out. Those things fly off the shelf. And we only have a few silvers left. I think there's like maybe 4 or 5 seats left on the silver. So you want to get involved in that and jump on that right now. I will call that phone number at the bottom when you go to that site. And I would talk to one of our student advisors and see if they can get you in on a silver VIP. It's something you don't want to miss. So this is the property. We changed the color of the house on the outside. Now, the thing with historical districts is that you have to get everything approved. Everything has to be approved. You can't just go paint the house because you want to. It has to go through a board. They have to elect on it. And it's not like going down there and saying, hey, here's the color I want. Will you approve it? No, you have to submit it. And then it has to wait until the board has the day of that week or that month set to review these. So it could take you time if you're not prepared. Same thing with a roof. If you put a new roof on, you can't just go put a roof on a property in a historical district. You have to get it approved. Anything you do to a property in a historical district has to be approved by the bodies that run the historical district. And so I share that with you because they're super profitable deals. As you can tell, I received a check for $59,000 off of this deal. You can do the same thing if you try and you work real hard at it, okay? And so then you have to do the landscaping, because I'll tell you this. People always ask me, Zach, when you do a deal like this, what's the first thing you do? Well, the first thing I do is I get the outside looking nice. And here's why. Because people are going to be driving by this property while I'm doing work, and I want their eyes engaged on this coming soon property so that my time on market is very minimum, because I've already got people rubbernecking trying to see what's going on with this property. And that I share with you so that you know exactly what you need to be doing too on this. So that's something that we always look at on the outside. Get the outside done right away. Change the colors. One of the things I always do is paint the front door. I give it a red color. I like red. I like front doors that are red. I like gray interiors. I like dapper tan interiors. I like the white granite. I like all that stuff. And that's something that you could, you know, start to look at it from a design point of view. Now, I'm going to take you on the inside of this property too. And we did do some extensive stuff on the inside. But before I take you to the inside of the property, we got to take a quick break so that you guys can hear these sponsors, and we'll be right back to you, okay? And we're back with Real Estate Talk Show. This is Zach Childress. I'm your host. And if you're just joining us, be prepared to learn about real estate and all that it takes to make you a success. I'm happy to have you on listening, and you too, Facebook. And what we are doing today is we're going over a real-life deal case study for you to be part of the journey in real estate. And so we're talking about the Freedom From Flipping event that's coming up. You should check it out, freedomfromflipping.com. You should also know that you could literally replace your income with one good deal out there. So if you're joining us to just learn about real estate, I encourage you to stay on board with us and listen. If you're staying with us and now you're back to hear about what we've done with the Pratt deal and how we made $59,000, we are moving to the inside. So on the inside of this deal, I have kind of a before picture on this thing for those of you that can see, but it was really dingy. It had old green tile in the kitchen. But we're just talking about the kitchen right now for all my listeners and viewers. And it had old green tile in the kitchen. It had old cheesy cabinets, old appliances. The tile looked like it came from 1910. Which actually, 1910 tile wouldn't be that bad, probably. It'd probably be really pretty, wouldn't it? So, all right, let's say 1970s, all right, 1980s. So my thing is this is, when I look at remodels, and for all of you that are paying attention right now, when I look for remodels, this is not one of those crazy TV shows. I'm not trying to go in and rip out all the kitchens and the cabinets. I'm not trying to. If it's savable, you can guarantee you I am going to save those boxes. I might replace the doors, and I might sand them and stain them. And I showed you what we did last week on a deal that we did that with where we didn't replace the cabinets. But on this house, we did replace the cabinets. And the reason we did was because the kitchen was just laid out funky. There was a big wall coming up right here separating the dining room from the kitchen. And so we cut that wall down, made it a pony wall. We added a little bar area off of there. We brought granite into the kitchen. We added another set of cabinetry by that little bar area. We granited that. We put a backsplash up around underneath the top cabinets and bottom cabinets. We put all new appliances, and we put refrigerators in. And the reason we do that is because in my market, most people don't sell houses with the refrigerator included. Well, I include the refrigerator so that it's not an expense that they have to pay. So if they're looking at another house versus my house, and we're only off by a couple of $1,000s, I'm going to have more of an ability to persuade them over because, hey, look, I don't have to go buy a refrigerator. He's already supplying it. Here's another good little trick for you. I will actually install flat screen TVs. Because what does it cost me? A couple $100 to get a flat screen TV? I'll put it in and say, you know, free house with the purchase or free TV with the purchase of the house. Guys, it's the little things. It's the details. And that's the thing I'm a stickler on when I'm doing like a new kitchen. Yeah, it looks great when they're done. I mean, we have a gorgeous kitchen here. It's open. It's really nice. It fits this area of this little Five Points Historical District. But we changed everything from the cabinets. We changed the hardware. We changed the granite. We did the backsplash. We changed the switches and the plugs and the lighting in here. We did tile in the floor. We put all new appliance packages and we painted it. And so now it's a brand new kitchen with a bar and an open area for them to be able to see into the dining room or even just have a breakfast bar for them. Now, moving into the bathrooms, one of the things we do in the bathrooms is we understand, and you need to understand this, that kitchens and baths sell everything, okay? Open floor plans, kitchens and baths sell the rest, okay? So if you have a magnificent kitchen and a really nice bathroom, that's where people are going to really move towards when they're looking at your house versus somebody else's house. So in the master bath, we went with the railroad the subway tiles. We did a white and black theme throughout the master bath. We did a sunken jacuzzi tub in the master bath. We did a big walk-in glass front shower separate with the subway tiles. We did the checker black and white on the floor. We did black granite on the cabinet in there with the painted the cabinets. We updated the mirrors. We updated the fixtures and everything in there so that it would look nice in the master. Now in the spare bathroom, what we did is for those of you that can see me on Facebook Live, this was the old bathroom. It was a dingy old yellow tile in there and a dingy tub and a toilet too that we threw away. But I'm not a big fan of keeping toilets. I mean, think about it. Who wants to sit on a toilet that you have no clue who sat on it before you? Like, I would just feel bad selling a house that I knew somebody else had been sitting on that toilet and I didn't change it for them. Like, that just... It just grosses me out, honestly. Maybe it's my OCD a little bit. So, but needless to say, yes, we come in. If you guys were on last week, I talked to you guys about the whole resurfacing the tubs instead of ripping them out. So we resurfaced it. I don't know if, for those of you that can are seeing on live, it's a super shiny white now. I mean, this tub looks brand new. It was an old dingy. It had rust stains in it, and we resurfaced it. It's a brand new tub now. We tiled the entire back of this shower. We put a nice little border in there. We put a little bench in there. We retiled the floors just to give you an idea of what we do in the bathrooms. We paint the cabinets. We put new hardware up. We put granite countertops in. We put new backsplash up. We changed the switches and the plugs and the outlets, okay? So just know that. We updated the lighting package. Lighting packages, your lights in there and so forth. New tile for the floor. New mirror trim, that's important. If you have an old mirror in a bathroom that's chipped and dingy around the edges, most people want to rip that out. But they are not going to, okay? You just have to put the trim up. We put new faucets in, we resurface the tub, we put the new toilet in, and we paint the bathrooms. That is a standard process for a bathroom, okay? Now, moving on, what did we do in the living room? Just so you're aware, this is what the old living room looked like. It was old, dingy. It was just, it was painted bad. It had bad trim work. It was just bad. We came in, it had original hardwood floors in it. That, my friends, is a game changer. It had original hardwood floors. We resurfaced all those hardwood floors. We repainted, as you can see. We put all new hardware in, new switches, new plugs. We put new tile in the foyer because there's a foyer that comes in before you enter the living room because I'm a believer that you put tile in wet spaces. And we painted a two-tone approach to this room. So we did the chair rail and the trim that goes down. So we basically painted the bottom half white, and we did the top half a different color, and we added a railing system moving into the foyer. So with that said, hang with me. I'm going to break the numbers down next. And so I'm going to take a quick break and let you guys hear a quick advertisement from our sponsors. So we'll be right back. Hey, and welcome back. This is Zach Childress with your Real Estate Investing Talk Show. And if you're just joining us, this is the channel for you to learn about real estate, what's working, what's not working, and how you can start to replace your income through real estate investing if you learn from the right person that's out there really doing it. And so what I'm doing for you is I'm actually today, I'm breaking down a real deal, real profits, real things, so that you can understand that this really works in today's market. Not a lot of people out there doing these talk shows actually are real. I'm real. I'm doing it. And I want to welcome you back. Real Estate Investing Talk. Listen, if you're coming back with us, then you know where we are. We've been talking about the Pratt deal. We've been talking about how much we've made on it, the things we've done different to the property to make it stand out. And now what we want to do is we're going to move into running the numbers so you guys can actually see how these numbers were made, okay? And so I want you to understand that if you are here and you are learning and you want to really get your business up and running for real, you need to go to freedomfromflipping.com and you need to get registered for my upcoming new event. Brand new event, by the way. Never done this event before. This is all new training. It's all about what's working in today's market. I've spent the last 18 months putting this together so that people can get a jump start in the marketplace today. So I encourage you to do that. So let's do this. Let's talk about the numbers. The numbers, the numbers, the numbers, okay? So what did we purchase this property at? How do you make $60,000 on a deal? Somebody asked me. How is that even possible? Well, first off, It's possible because it's all about how you find the deals. You got to find the deals like nobody else is finding them. You've got to be able to sell the deal at a price range that's high enough that you can earn the profit. So give you an idea. We purchased this property at $84,000. The fix-up cost on this property was $25,000. So here's the next question. How do you know when those... Here's the next question. So as people always ask me, Zach, that's great if you've got $109,000 laying around in the bank, right? Of course that's great if you got $109,000 laying around in the bank. But let's say this. Don't be worried about the money. Worry about the education. If you know how to get the education to teach you how to do these real estate deals without any of your money, then you're moving in the right direction. For instance, did I purchase this with $84,000 out of my pocket? No! I used a private lender. I used a private lender to give me $84,000 to then go buy this house. Did I use $25,000 of my money to fix this property up? No! I used private money, okay? I used private money to get this thing done. So this is why you need to learn how to do these deals by acquiring other people's money so that you can make money on these deals, okay? The whole time, this deal took about 2 months to do. The private money was at 10% interest only. People say 10%? Well, the banks only charge 4%. Well, then go borrow money from a bank. Okay, answered. Don't come to me with 10% is inexpensive when you don't have any money at all. So let me explain this to you. How do you feel about making $59,000 on a deal you have no money in and you pay somebody else 10% for their money? Would you be complaining now? No, because I'm showing you that it actually worked. You only complain when you haven't done it yet because you think it's too much. Listen, it's not too much if you're still making money. You need to think about that. Don't be so consumed with what other people are. One of the worst things in the world I hear people say is they get upset because somebody else is making a great life for themselves. They get upset because somebody else is making more money than them. They get upset because somebody charged them for something that they felt they should have got for free. Life doesn't work that way, guys. That's not life. That is not life. You should be thankful that people are hungry. You should be thankful that people get up every morning to make a better life for themselves. You should be thankful that people are succeeding and becoming successful. Be thankful. Be thankful for it, okay? You're hearing me out there, aren't you? So, after repaired value, let's talk about that. That is the after repaired value. This is, once it's fixed up, once it's bought and sold, this is what it would sell for. And we sold it for $190,000. Yes, you heard me right. The next question I know I'm going to get is, well, I can't find any deals in my market at 50 cents on the dollar. Well, it's because you're not looking. That's what I'm going to tell you. But let me say this to you also. A lot of times it's because you give up too soon. So think about it from this point of view. For all my listeners listening in right now and all my Facebook fans watching me right now, listen to this. What if it took you all year? It took you 12 months of digging deeper, hashtag dig deeper. It took you 12 months of digging deeper. Hashtag dig deeper. Let me see my hashtags. Where's my fans at? I need some hashtags. If it took you 12 months of going out there every day and digging deeper and pushing yourself to keep finding a deal, and you found one deal in 12 months that made you $60,000, would it all be worth it? It would be, wouldn't it? It absolutely would be. And that's what I'm trying to say to you guys. You give up too soon. You give up way too soon. You try a little bit and it doesn't work. You try a little bit more and it doesn't work. And so you quit. That's not what it's about, guys. It's about staying consistent and doing it every single day. Being in the game every single day. Waking up every morning and getting in the game. Listen, everybody in the world can sleep in late and go to bed late and wake up late and do nothing all day. Only a select few that really want to make a difference and change their destiny financially are the ones that understand sacrifice. And let me tell you something. That's what my show tomorrow is about. My show tomorrow at 12:30 live is about 9 things a leader must do. And we're going to talk about that in this show tomorrow, about you changing the way you think about things, okay? So, 190,000, my resale fees. So, this is you understanding how to run your numbers. My resale fees, I calculate 10%. Why do I calculate 10% on the resale fees? Because you've got 6% to a real estate commissions. On top of that, you've got, you know, closing costs, attorney fees, paperwork. And let's say the buyer wants to push back some of those closing fees on you. Well, it gives you some room to be able to absorb those, okay? So 10%. So that gives me an estimated profit of a $59,000 deal. Now, guys, that, my friends, is how you change the game. And for those of you that want to know and see what it actually looks like, this deal was actually done just last month. We closed it roughly, I don't know, a month ago. $59,000, okay? $14.47. That was the check I received. And you can see it's from the attorney's office. So I share that with you because I want you to start thinking about this business. Boom is right, Kelly. I'm sorry, guys. Somebody say boom on my Facebook live stream. Boom is right. That's the deals out there. That's what you need to be in. Think about it. You do 10 of these deals a year, you're making $600,000 a year. And all you got to do is 10. That's it. You just got to do 10. And I'm telling you, 10 is the way to go. So listen, if you haven't registered on here, I need you to go to freedomfromflipping.com. Go there now. Get involved. Get registered. I want to see you back next week at 12:30 on our Real Estate Talk Show. This is your host, Zach Childress, and I'll see you on the next show. Bye now.